KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Durban High Court has dismissed the ANC's trademark case against the MK party with costs. The ANC dragged former President Jacob Zuma's new party to court, accusing it of breaching trademark laws by adopting the MK name and logo. The ruling party argued they're similar to those used by its disbanded military wing. The ANC also tried to convince the court that the use of the name would lead to voter confusion in the upcoming elections. Now, workers belonging to Nahau in KZN are planning on downing tools at the Dube trade port this week. The trade union says more than 100 members will take part in the strike action from Wednesday. It's after wage talks with management deadlocked. Nahau obtained a certificate to strike from the CCMA. The union Zayanda Zulu says their demands over benefits like a 13th check haven't yet been met.
Therefore, after many discussions, deliberations, we took the matter to the CCMA and the matter was not resolved. Therefore, as from the 24th, we will be starting the strike and we will come back at work when all the demands that have been set out by workers have been met.
A notice has already been served to the employer. Two more people injured in last night's horror taxi crash in Umdloti have died, bringing the number of those killed to four. Two victims died on the scene when the minibus collided with a bridge on the M4. Three others suffered critical injuries. IPSS Medical Rescue, Samantha Merrick.
A taxi travelling from Durban to Tongaat crashed into the Umdloti Bridge. Two men passed away on scene and a further two men have passed away in hospital due to multiple traumatic injuries and the best efforts of medical personnel. There was nothing further that could be done for them.
And Ecuador's voted in favor of measures to tackle drug trafficking and gang-related crimes. A quick count of the referendum results show that the majority of people want organized crime bosses extradited to face prosecution in the U.S. Ecuador's been grappling with a shocking rise in violence. If its constitution is changed to allow extradition, the nation would follow in the footsteps of Colombia and Mexico, which have sent scores of crime bosses to stand trial in the United States. A recap of our lead story, the Durban High Court has dismissed the ANC's trademark case against the MK party with costs. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.